charge of worship. You should be able to get out in time to order from the breakfast menu. So we'll be passing the plate around again at the end so you can show your appreciation. It's great to be up here. I'm excited to be able to share what our youth group has done this summer. For those of you that do not have kids in school or you're not a teacher, summer is over, despite what the calendar says. Summer is gone. I think we had like 70 days of summer vacation, was it? Something like that. It's insane. When I grew up, we didn't go back until after Labor Day. We had a long time for summer, so it's shorter and shorter. So we packed as much as we could in that short amount of time, and I believe we were gone on a trip at least half those days of summer, and we got a lot of stuff done. And so I want to share that with you guys today, but I want to invite some of our teens and our two interns up here to help share what it was that we were able to do this summer and accomplish. This right here, if you're not familiar, our youth group, our mascot is a manatee. We are the Forest Mill Fighting Manatees, and this artwork was actually done by Sean Metz. And so this is our logo. So if you hear us calling each other manatees, it's not some kind of weird put down. It's our mascot. So, all right. So let's see. We started the summer with something called a mystery trip. I did not tell our teenagers where we were going or what we were doing. They just loaded up in a van. I gave them a kind of a packing list, and we loaded up in the van and drove. And they had no idea where we were going. And thankfully, most of them are terrible at geography, so they had no idea where we were going. They see a sign in this, like, Kentucky, and they're like, are we going to the beach? Sure, we're going to the beach. We ended up in Ohio, outside of Cincinnati, and we went to the Creation Museum. Which button am I supposed to press here? I did. No, it's not on. Of course it's not on. Okay, now it's on. Here we go. So we ended up outside of Cincinnati in Ohio. And our first day, we went to the Creation Museum in northern Kentucky. It's really cool. If you haven't been, I encourage you to go. Neat place. Different than I thought it was going to be, honestly. We walked in, and one of the first exhibits they had were dragons, which I was like, what? What is this? And it was really interesting stuff and neat. There's some beautiful gardens there, the petting zoo, really neat place. We got to zip line. It's our boys. They're just hanging out. We are going through. Was that? That might have been Noah's Ark. Okay. We didn't actually go to the Ark. That's a separate experience, but they had a thing there. Bradley zip lining. That's Jonathan Welch ziplining. There's Alex Hirschman ziplining. There's me. I was scared to get on the zipline. There's our group. So we went there, and then the next day we went to a ministry called Cincinnati Urban Ministry Outreach. And what they do is they reach out to the community around where they are in northern Cincinnati and provide a place for children and teenagers to come and have a safe place to stay during the summer and after school. And they try to reach out to those kids for Jesus. I didn't know these people at all, honestly. I found somebody I vaguely knew in Cincinnati and asked him what we could do. And he mentioned this place. I asked a couple other people, and they were like, yes, go here. Because they really could use the help. And so we went to their facilities. It was an old nursing home, and they're trying to clean it up so they can, those teenagers. Oh, that's in Newport, Kentucky. Here we are outside of Cincinnati Urban Ministry. We helped clean that up. And it was pretty cool to get to hang out with some brothers in Christ that We just met that day. But we all, you know, have the same purpose. So anyway, I'm going to quit talking, and I'm going to let our teens kind of talk about this trip. All right? You're going to start. Remember? you're talking about the mist. Why don't we do this? Madison, what do you think about mystery trips?
I really enjoy mystery trips because I feel like it makes volunteering a whole lot more exciting because you don't know what you're doing until you're actually doing it with other people, and it just, I don't know, it makes it more exciting to me.
Yeah. And it is, and this, I'd highly recommend that to anybody, just to be spontaneous. Go drive somewhere and ask around and see what can we do to help out. Is there a ministry here that just needs help just for a couple hours? It's really neat to do that. Or you can call me up and I will load you in a van and take you somewhere and make you work somewhere. So
I was expecting like a 2-hour bus ride.
Yeah.
It was a little longer than 2 hours.
It was a little longer than 2 hours. It was. But we had fun on the van and everything. So, Riley, did you want to share something about the Kumo?
Yeah. I just thought it was really cool how in cities, kind of everywhere, there's somewhere that needs help. And all we did, we moved furniture and weights and stuff from one room to another. That's pretty much all we did. But they were so thankful and grateful just for our, it was like 2 or 3 hours of work. Like, it was pretty amazing just seeing how thankful they were for us to move furniture.
Yeah, that is really neat. Jed?
Yeah, I'm going to brag on our kids real quick.
Please do.
They were like a swarm. Like what Riley said, there was like a bunch of stuff that needed to be moved from one room to another, and they got it done, and there were no complaints, and that made me so proud.
Yeah. Not only they didn't just do what was asked of them though. They were volunteering. They were seeing what needed to be done that they weren't asked to do, and volunteering to do some of that stuff. We have an awesome group of teenagers, you parents have done an amazing job raising them, because when we do stuff like this, it really shows the character that you've built into them. So, but anyway, this was our first trip, and in 3 days, we had a great time, but it was kind of a blur. So we went to, here's somebody working. This is kind of give you an idea. They had to clean all this up, and it was spotless when they were done. So, anyway, here we are in Cincinnati. If you haven't been to Cincinnati, too, that's a really cool city. We had a great time walking around the Queen City. Yes, there we are. Okay, next, we had about a week in between that before Impact started. If you're not familiar with Impact, this is something we do every year. Impact is Bible camp, but it's at Lipscomb University. There are around 3,000 teenagers that end up being at Impact. There's a junior session and a senior session, and it is absolutely amazing, and I love it, and I think our teenagers love it. It's just a great time to get away for a week and really focus on God and focus on each other and building each other up. And this year's theme was bonded, and it had to do with we went through Psalms, different types of Psalms, and we learned about the different types of Psalms and about trusting God, not only in the good times but in the bad times and that type of thing. So, but let's talk about some of your favorite parts about Impact. Madison, you were talking about the way that people bond.
Yeah, when you're at Impact, it feels like something happens at least once a day to someone in our youth group that they're just excited about Jesus and wanting to be there, and it makes the rest of us so much more excited for them and for ourselves, and it makes us closer, like brothers and sisters. So we're just really connected. And I really got connected with Riley through Impact because we were roommates. And you can go up to talk to anybody, really. Like, you get, there's a couple thousand people there, mm-hmm. and I feel like you can talk to any one of them because you have one thing in common because you're both there. And everyone's kind of on fire for Jesus for this week, and yeah, everyone's really close.
Yeah. Brandon, there's another type of bonding that happens at Impact here, right?
Okay, so also at Impact, they have weird little skits they do and everything. Like, they put a dude in a bear costume, and they have him ride a bicycle around, called Bear in a Bicycle. And
it's creative.
I just, one of my favorite things is that you can bring people together without being completely serious, and you can use weird little things and jokes to bring people together. Everybody gets an inside joke. It makes one whole that you have something to share. And that's one of my favorite things to create.
Yeah, and it's really neat to see that. You'll see teenagers that do not know each other, but they'll, you know, they can say something, bear on a bicycle, and they know what's going on. They know that, and that's really cool to see. Riley, there you saw some interesting things happening at Impact, right?
Yeah, I think at Impact, everyone is just more vulnerable about things, like about their faith and their troubles and stuff, and I think it was the last night of the service. I just walked out into the hallway, and I saw two guys who were in a youth group. They live in Murfreesboro. And one of the guys was crying, and he was clearly upset. And another guy in his youth group was just hugging him and praying over him and just, like, assuring him everything was going to be okay. And that kind of stuck with me, just that you can be vulnerable, and people in your youth group, or not, maybe not even in your youth group, but people there will be for you, and they'll have your back and support you.
Yeah, and it's a wonderful microcosm of what the church should be every day of the year. Really neat. Hannah, this was Hannah's second year to be a counselor at Impact. So you want to share some of your experiences?
So since it was my second year, I kind of expected to have an idea of what was going to happen and what I needed to do. And, God had other plans. And so he really used, especially Junior Impact, to talk to me and tell me what I needed to change. And one of the things was I needed to be more open and vulnerable with people and to let people in and know what's actually going on in my life. And so there was, I think it was the Saturday night of Junior Impact. All the lessons had been just, like, weighing heavy on me. Like, I needed to let something out and, like, tell people. And so I finally talked to one of the counselor trainers and just opened up about her and just, like, told her about everything that was going on and my life and everything. And it just opened so many doors for the rest of Impact. And it was amazing how it just made everything seem so much easier. And then after that, it's been easier to be more vulnerable with people and open up. And that has helped my bond with a lot of people come so much stronger.
Yeah, good. Ben, you approached Impact a little bit differently this year. Ben's a veteran of Impact.
Yeah, so I've been to Impact for, 6 years now maybe. And I've come at it as, you know, as a learning experience for a long time, and this was my last year, and my view of it was a little bit different. Things going on at home or around Manchester, and Impact was like a great week experience just to get away from everything, and, you know, it's a retreat, but it's a perfect place to be for a retreat when you need a recharge, and you're around thousands of other people like you that go through the same things that you do. And God's just completely present with you when you don't know it. And then you go there and you're just engulfed with love from people that you've never seen before and people that you've seen from years past. And it's just really, really a great thing to do, kind of just to recharge and be built back up.
Yeah. Good deal. Jed, you wanted to share. Each day at Impact, there's several different things that happen, whether it's from Bible classes to morning Impact, which is the fun, crazy, silly time, to speakers at night. But there's something that happens in the morning that's pretty cool, I think.
Yeah, my favorite part of the entire week of Impact is every morning they have quiet time, which is after breakfast, and it'll be like 20 or 25 minutes where each camper goes out and finds a place for themselves to just be quiet, like no phones, no anything, and just pray, or just be in the presence of God. And that's always been my favorite part of Impact as a camper, because at the end of quiet time, your counselor will come and gather you up and kind of talk about what you thought about during quiet time. And as a counselor this year, it made it even better because I got to lead that time for all the campers, and to be able to do that was an honor. And yeah, that's
yeah. This was Jed's first year as a counselor, and I think he did a great job and really kind of grew. This was an awesome week for you to kind of figure out what it is to be a spiritual leader. And so he did an awesome job. I mentioned our theme had to do with Psalms, I know the Bible classes really some of those were really impactful on you guys, and the keynote speakers, each one did an amazing job. But I think some of you wanted to share some about what you got out of that theme, the whole thing about Psalms. So I'll let you go first again.
Okay. I actually have my little Impact notebook they gave
they
us.
Yeah, they each got a journal. And they were encouraged to journal while they were there and afterwards.
So while taking notes, each keynote speaker, it felt like what they meant what they were talking about, and they knew exactly what they were talking about because they had been through it. And I just felt really connected with each keynote speaker because everything they were talking about, and the theme was basically God uses people when they're in their dark moments and dark times, instead of, you know, everything's great, everything's fine, oh, I'll use you, you're perfect. No, he just, yeah, and my favorite lesson was grief and despair. And that basically went over that some more. And
yeah. All right, yeah. Good deal. Anybody else have?
Okay. Yes. Okay, so my favorite class that we went to, it was the first class, and it was over joy. And this one really stuck out to me. Like, not only the lesson, but the teacher. The past few days, she told us she had been going through a bunch of stuff, like family sickness, all sorts of stuff, and how it just kept on being like piled onto her, and how she didn't know if she could teach the class over joy because she wasn't feeling joy. But she said it was kind of like a reminder to stay joyful even through those dark times, and just to thank God.
Great. Anybody else? All right. So that was Impact. We had a wonderful time. The next place we went is my favorite place in the world. It's located near the most magical place in the world, supposedly. I think this place really is. Called Give Kids the World Village. And it's in Kissimmee, Florida. We've been there three times. Is that right? Yeah, three times. And this place is... it is specifically for families who have children that have some kind of terminal or critical illness. They're Make-A-Wish kids. And so the family gets a week-long vacation here for free. They get to go to all the parks. They also bring the parks to them at this village. There are around, I think, 200 people can stay. Isn't that usually what they have, is around 200 people, I think, each week?
They had 800 people when they got there.
Okay, I'm completely... The whole family. 200 families.
Yes.
800 people in this village. It is amazing. If you ever go to Orlando, take a day and volunteer here. It is all volunteer run, and this is one of the coolest places we get to go. So you can kind of see some of our kids volunteering. We volunteered serving food. There's a place called the Castle that they'll tell you about in a minute. There are rides there. It's basically like a little theme park in this village, and it is absolutely amazing. So I'm going to let them talk about Give Kids the World. Riley, since you have the mic, you want to talk about your experience volunteering? Yeah.
Yeah. So the first night, I was actually working. I was in charge of helping with the trays, and what this means is you just ask families if they need help carrying their trays to go through the lines. And I saw one family walk in, and it was a mom and a grandmother and then two kids who were wish kids. They looked like they were wish kids. And the mom looked super stressed out. Like, you could tell she was very stressed. So I just walk up there, and I just asked if I could help carry her tray. And she didn't really expect that because it was their first night there. And she let me help her with her tray, and I got all their drinks and made sure they were fine for the rest of the night. But throughout the week, every time this family would see me, they would come up to me and either thank our youth group just for the work we were doing, or they would just ask me to help with their trays, or they would tell me about their day at the parks. And I don't know, it's just, I think it's cool how you can make connections with people over something as small as a tray.
Yeah. Hannah, you shared about the Castle.
Yeah, so me and Jed and Josh worked in the Castle, which the Castle is this really cool place where the kids can come, and each wish kid gets a star, and they get to write their name on it. And then Stellar, the star fairy, will come and get it and put it up in the Star Tower, where it will be, like, forever. And that is my favorite place to be. Is the Castle. It's absolutely amazing, and I don't care if people say Disney's the most magical place, the Castle is the most magical place, because the kids will just get so excited. And when me, Jed, and Josh were in there, this girl came in, and she was like a teenager, she had a prosthetic leg, and she had like little canes that she was using to walk around, but she like came in with a smile, and she was so happy and determined. But she had a friend that had come to Give Kids the World last summer, and that friend had sadly passed away, but she was looking for her friend's star, and she was so excited when she finally found it, and she was just so happy to be in the same place that her friend was. And later on, I was talking to her mom, and her mom was just saying how she's so stubborn and how some people will tell her that she can't do something because of her condition and how she is, and she just tells them no and says that she's going to prove them wrong and that she can do whatever she wants and it doesn't matter and that she's going to have a good life. So it's just really cool for those kind of things, yeah.
Yeah, and I think, Madison, you had an experience at the Castle, too, that you wanted to talk about.
It's more of Hannah's experience, but I'm going to tell it anyways. So me, Hannah, and Maria were working in the Castle our first morning. And I didn't really know what to expect because I had never gone to Give Kids the World before. And it was great. It was so magical, like Hannah said. And this one little boy, as soon as the doors opened to the Castle, he sprinted in and just gave Hannah the biggest hug. And he was so happy to be there, and it was so sweet and cute. And he was really excited to see Mr. Buttons. He's a white squirrel that lives in a tree, and he makes pillows with you. And
the Wish kids can make pillows for them and their siblings, and everyone gets a pillow, and you have dance parties, and
yeah, it's just really fun. And the main thing that they're trying to get across, especially the volunteers there, is that whatever disease, whatever illness, whatever issue that these families are dealing with does not exist this week. Okay, they're just normal people, normal families having a vacation. So our job is to make them smile, or to help them smile as much as we can. And I think, Brandon, you had some experiences with smiling and making people smile.
Oh, yeah. Should I start with the ice cream?
Yes, that makes people smile.
Okay, yeah, ice cream does make people smile. Well, me and Jed both worked on the ice cream stand, and we had a dance party at one point, so that was fun. And we made, like, a bazillion milkshakes, mm-hmm. and one of them I drank, but I wasn't supposed to do that.
So he's confessing now. Well, you can...
Oof. And there was this whole thing with these two twin boys. Jed actually experienced this. He was the one that did it. But one of them came up and asked for a milkshake and then went away. And then the other one came back, and we thought it was the same kid, but it actually wasn't. So that was...
And they had those twin boys had fun with that the whole week.
Yeah, they messed with Jed the whole time.
Yeah, they kept doing that to me all week.
Yeah. At Give Kids a World, you can have ice cream any time of the day.
Oh, yeah. Breakfast.
So at breakfast, the ice cream station is opened up, and it's just part of, you know, hey, you're on vacation, this mm-hmm. is your week, and you can do whatever you want to type of thing.
Yeah.
I will, Brandon mentioned the dance party. If you saw a few pictures ago, there's a stormtrooper in a picture, and Disney sent characters, Star Wars characters there. And I was helping with trays, and I look over just to look at some of the Star Wars characters. And behind them, I see Jed.
Just going,
I don't know if I want to get you to demonstrate doing this.
I don't think I want you to. Yeah.
So he's doing this crazy dance with with these kids around them, and they were laughing so much. So much so that the Star Wars characters stopped being in character and looked over at Jed entertaining everybody. And it was just really, really cool. Did you have something you want to share, Jed?
Oh, yeah. So one job that you get to do there is you get to go on the trolley. You get to be an assistant to the trolley driver.
Yeah.
Which means that the trolley driver will go and pick people up and take them to wherever they need to go, from their villas over to wherever. And, there was this family that we picked up that sounded probably like they were from somewhere not here, maybe like Scandinavia or something. Okay. Somewhere cold. And and they were really thankful for the trolley ride. But we circled back around after we dropped them off at their villa. And I saw them again. And they were really excited about something. They were looking, and they were taking pictures of it. They were taking pictures of their kid with it, and it was a lizard. They were so excited to see this lizard. And I thought, that hit me so hard, because I thought, man, I take lizards for granted. So what else do I take for granted every day, just as an American, and what does everybody else take for granted? Like, what?
Yeah. And especially a healthy American, you know, when you're there with these families, you're reminded of just your health and what a blessing that is. So Ben, you had something you wanted to talk about there?
Yeah. Yeah. So I know we've talked about the castle a lot, but I was in the castle one day, it is a really cool place. There's over 183,000 stars from the Wish families, and, you know, each child.
And that's how many kids have been there as guests. Yeah.
Since they've opened. And while we were there, I think it was Jed and I in the castle one night, and a family came in, and we got to talking to them, and they found out we were from Tennessee, and they happened to be from Tennessee too, and they ended up being from a group, a church that our youth group does several things with through the summer. They're at Impact and a couple other things. And just these connections, how our mission trips, just going to help a community in Florida, is impacting someone that lives an hour away from us. And it kind of goes into our next trip a little bit too, but one of the interns that works at the Learning Center in Huntsville, her sister was a WISH child. And so 4 years ago, they had been down there to give kids the world. And whenever she heard that we went down there, she was so grateful that, you know, we had gone to a place like that and just told us how much it had impacted her life just from, you know, there's over 800,000 volunteer positions filled each year at Give Kids the World. So yeah, it's mostly volunteer run. And so us going down there for a week, you know, takes up a lot of those positions and helps a lot of people that we may never see again. And then we help people that, you know, live just down the road. And yeah, it shows how God kind of keeps us connected between everything that we do.
Very good. Very good. That's a great segue, too, into our next trip. So thank you. I guess Madison. Hand it back to Madison.
Will you go back to the other picture, please?
Huh?
Will you go back to the other picture, please?
Sure.
Okay. The big mushroom thingy in the back is a carousel. And me and Benjamin worked the carousel one day. And this family came in, and there was three little girls, and they all wanted to ride the carousel, so they all got on different spots, and the mom was with the youngest. And another one of the little girls, she was so scared to get on the carousel, and she kept saying she was scared, and she looked at me, she goes, "Will you get on with me?" And her mom was like, I'll come up there with you." And she looks back and she's like, "No, I want her to come with me." And so I got to get on the carousel with her, and she was telling me all about the parks and how she had so much fun that day, and she was just so cute.
Yeah. It's just really neat being able to make those small connections with with kids. Like Ben said, you think you'll never see again, but it could be that they live an hour away. And that's really neat. Okay, so next trip was Huntsville. This is something we've done the past 4 years where we go down to Huntsville and work with Mr. Art at the Inner City Learning Center. And I'll just go ahead and tell you, we're not going to share a whole lot of stories or anything from this trip, mainly because all these kids are so well behaved that we didn't even really have to be there, honestly. But our kids did an awesome job. But I do want to ask some of them to just kind of share why they value this trip and why they value helping out in Huntsville. So let's start with Hannah.
So one of the reasons that Huntsville is so important to my life is it's actually the trip and the thing that made me realize what I wanted to do with my life. It made me realize I wanted to be a teacher, and someday I wanted to work with kids like these kids. And it's one of the happiest weeks of my life. It's amazing, and it makes me realize how much I have in my life and how much I take for granted and how happy kids can be for the simplest things. And it's just an amazing place, and I highly suggest anyone to go visit or volunteer there. And just Mr. Art and Miss Susan and Miss Lori Beth are amazing, and they put so much of their life into it that it's just incredible. So, yeah.
All right. Else want to share about Huntsville?
I really like Huntsville, and especially this week, this kind of came into play. It's not that we are teaching the kids, but they are teaching us as well, like how we should be in everyday life. They use their manners so well. They're so polite, and I think they rub off on us more than we rub off on them sometimes.
Yeah, it really is really cool, and like Riley was saying, they teach us. One of the things they teach our kids are the books of the Bible, which they're required to know all the books of the Bible before the summer's over, so that they can go on a beach trip, And so we went the last week, the week right before they were going to the beach, And all the kids had said their books of the Bible, right? And so Art usually asks our kids to say them. And our kids that went up there said, all of our teens said the books of the Bible. But they were having a competition to see how fast you could say the books of the Bible. And who was it that did? Well, some of their interns did 13 seconds. All 66 books of the Bible in 13 seconds. You could actually hear it. But they had a kid. One of the kids went up there and did it in like 17 seconds.
Giovanni.
Yeah. So it was pretty cool. And that kind of wraps up our summer. We did some other stuff, but you kind of see, you got a glimpse of what our teens were able to do this summer, how they grew closer together. And really, I think the theme that we kind of came away with this summer is encouragement, encouraging each other, being there for each other, and building each other up, right? If you're a fighting manatee, please stand up. I'm going to ask you guys. Thank you.
Can I say something?
Yeah, you can. Yes.
Okay. I just want to thank Mr. Walt Elliott because he drove our teens up to Impact and back from Impact. Yeah, both the junior and the senior groups. I just want to thank him for that.
Yeah. Thank you. Very good. All right. Lots of people help. So if you're a manatee, please stand up. Give him a hand. Great. Some back here. Yes, there's some back here. All right. Doyle has joined our group. thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. Like I said, encouragement, building each other up. I hope our teenagers were able to encourage you in seeing some of the things that they were able to do and build you up and inspire you to go out and serve and just help any small way possible. First Thessalonians 5, verse 11 says, therefore, encourage one another and build one another up. I'm going to say something a little controversial, but my wife just went. but when you read through the New Testament, what it seems like is our number one job when we get together as a family, as a church family, is to encourage each other, okay? To build each other up. Over and over and over again, Paul tells us that's what we're supposed to be doing when we come together. And you can see that in our youth group, that willingness to encourage and build each other up. Pick each other up if we're feeling down, and if we're up, support, right? I hope you feel that way as a church body. If you don't, then I would encourage you to encourage somebody, okay? That's the best way you can feel built up and encouraged is by going out and doing it with somebody else. If there's anything, though, that we can do to help you, encourage you, build you up, pray for you. If you want to give your life to God and follow Jesus and become a disciple of His and be baptized into His name, man, I encourage you to do that today. But whatever it is that we can help you with, I'd ask you to come forward as we stand and as we sing.